Jackie Farley.
Mark Popa.
And Lindy.
And welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You. So, we're just going to get right into the Iowa caucus this week. That was the big news. That and Davos. But, so, Trump barely won the Iowa caucus.
Barely. Well, so, I think it was, what's the county that Iowa City's in?
Johnson County.
Was the only county that he lost.
Yeah, and you know why he lost?
Because people went in and changed, Democrats went in and changed their affiliation to Republican and voted for Nikki Haley.
Right.
And she won by one vote.
Yeah.
Ooh, one vote.
One vote, yeah.
Otherwise, he would have won all 99 counties.
Right. Yeah. And ain't that called election interference?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, why is somebody from the Johnson County, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring it up. Why ain't they arrested right now?
Because it's allowed.
Because it's allowed.
And there, it's also allowed in...
it's allowed to plan to overthrow the will of the people?
No, you're there, but according to the rules, they can change their voter affiliation the day of and caucus.
And it's not just the Iowa.
There's several states, I think. Uh-huh. So the Democrats think they want Trump. They think, well, Biden beat him once before.
Yeah.
No. Biden was selected and cheating put him in office.
Right.
He didn't win shit. I'll go out and say it. I'm an election denier. And,
right.
as long as they continue to have these vote-by-mail rules and all this shit that they put in place for COVID, which violated all these state legislator laws, you know, because the legislature is supposed to change election laws, not willy-nilly judges and shit.
Right. So since we were talking about Johnson, I'm going to read you. This is their website, right? The Johnson County Democrat.
Okay.
This is about us. The Democratic Party of Johnson County is dedicated to upholding and enacting democratic values, working to involve voters in the democratic process, and electing Democrats to political office at the local, state, and national levels. Please join us. All are welcome. But it says, are dedicated to upholding and enacting democratic values. So is that a democratic value to tell your guys to go
change party affiliation?
Yeah.
In order to cheat?
Yeah. Is cheating, is that a democratic value?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Never mind. All right.
So, but regardless, Trump, I mean, you take Haley and DeSantis and you combine their scores, and they still wouldn't have beat Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy was the only smart one that night.
Who dropped out of the race, and now he's endorsing Trump. He's traveling
with him, yeah.
And endorsing him.
So, and he's actually calling on the other two candidates, drop out now.
Right.
And we need to rally the party now.
Right. Yeah. He was on Fox News. I believe I have that somewhere. Yeah, it's right here, I think. Yeah, it's right here.
Look, we had a great conversation. I actually prefer to talk about policy rather than politics, Jesse. And so we talked about a number of issues backstage, which I've actually championed in this race that I do think would be beneficial to the America First movement for President Trump to take on. And I think he was very amenable to many of them. Opposition to a central bank digital currency. Talking about certain pardons that I think we need on day one. Julian Assange included on that list. And so I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. But I'm also somebody who cares about the details of policy and commitments. And so we had some great conversations backstage about that. Before I went on stage, and I think that you guys may have seen some of the rally that we had, and the response was overwhelming. And I think it's very clear who the Republican primary electorate is saying that they want to be their nominee. I ran to be that person. They sent me a very positive message, but the very positive message they sent to all of us is that Donald Trump needs to be the nominee of this party. And I think Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley would actually at this point do this country and this party a service by stepping aside to make sure that we're focused on not only nominating Donald Trump, but getting this country back and reviving those founding revolutionary ideals.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times in a 24-hour period he goes, this is a 1776 moment.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, dude.
That's his new catchphrase.
Yeah.
No, it's a 2024 moment, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's a now moment. It's we got to save our fucking country now.
Did you watch any of the speeches after the caucuses that night?
Well, no, because they didn't want to show them.
Rachel Maddow.
Dude.
Do you have the clips?
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere's in here.
I don't know if you have the one that I found. That one.
This
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, so, okay. Well, because, see, but they need to start with that one, not with
okay,
that now, one.
Okay. So they're going to end with the one from the caucus night.
Right.
So there's four clips of her.
Right. There's four clips of her saying things.
Okay.
So, and then what she says caucus night.
Yeah. Play it.
The bottom line of this dossier, the bottom line allegation, the point of it is that the Trump campaign didn't just benefit from Russia interfering in our presidential campaign. The point of this is they colluded. They helped. They were in on it.
That's
this is kind of a real story. The connections between the Trump servers and the Alpha Bank servers were real.
Nope.
Really wrong.
They were covert communications that someone was trying to hide. That the Trump Organization and Alpha Bank appear to have been trying to hide.
That's a lie.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
Lie.
It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. We and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is
bullshit.
Not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. That is a fundamental truth of our business and who we are.
Okay, so you can't. There's a fundamental process of broadcasting untruths.
Right, and
but that's your entire show.
Yeah,
that's your entire network.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you. Yeah, Joy Reid, ain't she on the same channel?
She is.
Yeah.
So
that fucking racist cunt.
So here's my question then. Dominion just sued Fox News for. Supposedly untruths or defamation, right?
Right, but everything's coming out now that their fucking machines don't fucking work
right.
And are hooked up to the internet.
Like they're not supposed to be. So does that mean we can sue Rachel Maddow and MSNBC for all the lies they spewed over the years and propaganda they pushed?
Why not? Why can't we?
Exactly. You know, you told me that the vaccine worked, so I got sick after getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
I caught COVID after getting the vaccine. Yeah. But it stops. It can't be as a host.
Yeah, why? I mean, seriously, why can't we sue these guys for lying to us?
Right.
And everybody, fucking Jimmy Kimmel. What, are you going to sue me now, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go, because I'll sue you for lying. I'll sue you for saying that doctors shouldn't treat people who's having a heart attack.
Right, because they're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, don't give them a bed. Don't give them this.
Yeah.
So...
Then you're fucking on TV crying because of health insurance. Like, ABC doesn't give you health insurance. Your kid has health insurance. Stop your fucking whining, you little puss.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to the caucus and back to the lies.
Mm-hmm.
MSNBC didn't want to put out that Trump smoked. I think he had the biggest margin of victory ever in Iowa caucuses.
I think in any caucus ever.
Yeah.
It was huge.
But so, you know what all these news agencies did? Well, because of the weather, turnout was only 120,000 people statewide. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. The thing about Iowa, there's never a big turnout for the caucus. Because it's kind of weird how you do it. You have to go and you write something on a fucking piece of paper and you put it in a
box
or whatever.
But they just proved, right,
uh-huh.
how voting should be done. Smaller precincts.
Uh-huh.
Here's your ballot. You count it right here. One for Trump. One for Biden.
Yeah, there was one video out. Guys, just they're throwing them in a Hy-Vee bag.
Yeah.
A paper bag. Paper Hy-Vee bag.
So, but once again, you can do same day voting, same day counting
mm-hmm.
if you have smaller precincts.
Uh huh.
Paper ballots. It can
uh-huh.
be done.
Uh huh.
You know, the internet is good for some things. I think when it comes to our fundamental rights of voting,
mm-hmm.
it's probably pretty bad because it can be manipulated.
This
last election just proved it.
Anything electronic can be manipulated. I mean, I can take a picture of you right now and put a mustache on it. Oh, you got it.
I have a mustache.
Okay, never mind. I can take one of Lindy and put a mustache on her. Oh, wait, never mind.
check.
You're going to pay for that later. Good thing I don't live here. I'm out.
But anyways, anything digital can be manipulated or enhanced.
And you just made a comment that the machines are connected to the internet.
Yeah,
and
that was proven.
Yeah.
In Maricopa County.
So, smaller precincts, mm-hmm. hand count, same day.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina just did it. Millions of voters on the same day had their election results.
Right.
Why does it take us, supposedly one of the most advanced nations in the world, 3 weeks? Why? Because they got to figure out how many votes they need.
Yeah.
And then they got to inject them in and backdate them. And
I mean, they're already telling you the night of the day of the election. Well, voting could take up to...
No. Yeah. One day.
Exactly.
One day.
Yeah. It never could take up to that before. Why all of a sudden...
I'm going to pause it. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
Why all of a sudden are we, having this issue with...
After all these years?
Yeah. So.
Someone must be at the house.
Someone must be.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
But, I know. Good thing we got big dogs, as you can tell.
Yes, you got a lot of them. You don't need big ones. You got a lot of them.
To save us. A lot. We don't have a lot.
They'll chew your ankles off. Yeah. But, yeah, so Iowa, now New Hampshire is this week, right? This Tuesday?
New Hampshire, yes. Okay. This Tuesday. And then I think South Carolina is after that.
South Carolina is after that, yeah.
Which is funny because Tim Scott, who was appointed by Nikki Haley...
Just endorsed Trump.
Just endorsed Trump. Can you say slap in the face?
Well, so back to Lindy's point last week, Nikki Haley is coming out as far as, changing her husband's name. You look like a Mike. So I think that's his middle name. So She made him go by his middle name.
Right.
She doesn't even use her real name. She calls herself Nikki, but her real name is Nimrata or something.
Nimrata. Seriously?
Seriously.
Nimrata. I'd go by a different name too.
we can look it up, but it's...
Well, she's Indian, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like Dothead, not Wagonburner.
Nimrata.
So, but she goes by Nikki as the nickname.
Well, I would go by it too then, because I wouldn't want to be... Because, seriously, Nimrod. If I even get anywhere within screaming voice... distance of her. Nimrod's coming out.
But you know...
Hey, Nimrod!
But here's someone who embraced her Indian heritage, right?
Yeah.
There was a post. I don't think I saved it. I may have laughed at it or something. But someone put a post to Vivek Ramaswamy.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it was 7-Eleven. He's like, thank you for coming to 7-Eleven. You know, please don't forget your Slurpee.
Yeah.
And it's like... Holy crap. You know, that's amazing.
Well, if he can do it, then why can't... I mean, if Joe Biden can do it...
Why can't he? He actually is Indian.
So speaking of Joy Reid, this was... Listen to her explain Iowa. What happened in Iowa.
Oh, I heard this.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, and you know, Steve talks about it a lot. He's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight. Is that these are white Christians, that this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses, yes. Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country. And Trump has promised to give it back to them. all the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American, then you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given.
What a racist bitch.
I know. Dude, seriously. Show me one person in Iowa who said that.
Right.
Who said, no, I think I deserve, I'm inheriting this country.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to everybody who works and participates in the American process. Don't belong to you fuckers that do handouts. I'm sorry. It don't.
So this bitch says all this while wearing a fucking blonde wig.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know that ain't her real hair color.
Right. But I'm just
cultural appropriation.
Yeah. But if you're living on government handouts and you're not even fucking trying, this country doesn't belong to you. Because you contribute nothing to it. Nothing. I'm sorry. Then that's my 2 cents on that. And Joy Reid doesn't belong here either.
And taxes ought not pay for your pack of fudge rounds, according to Oliver Anthony.
Yeah. And shouldn't pay for your fucking...
Anchor babies either.
Anchor babies. Who's an anchor baby? Someone, I think Nikki Haley's an anchor baby, ain't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
I think so too. Bitch.
Oh, man. So, what else you got for us there, Chuck?
Well, let's see. You want to talk about, what's her name? Fannie Willis and all the fucking bullshit that, remember last week we played and she was like doing her evangelical.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't expect black women to save the country. We don't expect you to fucking save the country. We expect you to contribute. But it's getting worse.
For her? Yeah.
So now she has to... Someone's opened up a...
The ex-wife. There's a subpoena.
Yeah. Well, that's... No, that's what she's saying is causing it. But
The judge has summoned her in February to come explain the shit.
Come explain the shit. And now it's even got even worse because she used COVID money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now she's committed a federal crime. She used COVID money to pay for this guy.
Well, and she, they're saying this never happened. The ex-wife produced receipts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, was she the one that put up the credit card thing? Because I saw
the credit card statement and the copies of the tickets with Fanny's name and his name and
that's
the ex-wife. She produced receipts, dude.
Really?
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, and then here, this is what she said.
In 2020.
2020. So after she got elected.
It is saddening to me if young women felt like they came to work and they were, one, even judged for being a woman, but two, if certainly they felt uncomfortable within the workplace. That will not be something that is allowed on my watch. Supervisors under my leadership that are not encouraging and building up my staff will not be supervisors long in my administration. And I certainly will not be choosing people to date that work under me. Let me just say that. You know, we are at a place in society where things happen in people's relationships. Husband and wife, sometimes there are outside relationships. I don't think that that's what the community is concerned about, although there might be a moral breaking in that. I think that what citizens are really, really concerned about is if you chose to have inappropriate contact with employees. I mean, there's nothing that I can say on it other than it is distracting. It is certainly inappropriate for the number one law enforcement officer in the state. And it just, it really, really saddens me. And it will be very unfortunate if the taxpayers of this community have to pay for any of those lawsuits.
Exactly. That's the way I feel about it also.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
But she just broke this her own rule.
Yeah, she did. She violated her own.
Is she related to Mike Tyson?
Or Sylvester. Oh, Thackeray and Thackeray. I done fucked up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Now she's going down. Now, and
but that has a chance to ruin not only her case but several cases, because once again, there's proof of collusion between her and her case and the White House.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's all because of that one guy, the one I can't think of his name, but yeah, he didn't play the game the way they wanted him to.
Which guy was this?
One of the guys that's one of the 19 that's
yeah,
all,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Remember, he's the one that his lawyer's the one that introduced all this shit in the first place. And so
Jenna Ellis folds like a fucking cheap piece of paper.
Dude, I know, didn't she? She's I'm gonna turn state's evidence.
Yeah, but she was out there the whole time fucking up. You know,
yeah, because she took her what's she smiling in a fucking
mugshot,
yeah.
But before all that, she was out there, you know, tweeting how everything was rigged, and she was giving advice to Trump as a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Any advice that Trump took from her, then he's expecting that to be legal information.
Yeah.
And if she's out there trumpeting the same thing he is, it means that either she's in agreement or she's given that advice.
Yeah.
She's a fucking two-faced little...
Dude, everybody is. It's amazing all of a sudden how afraid of the deep state these people are.
Well, they should be more afraid of the people. But
yeah, we're going to bring that up, too. Because, yeah.
Old Joe and his F-16 comment, you hear that
one? Dude. What is with that fucktard?
We'll get to that later.
Is he dumb? Is he? I mean, dude. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I asked that question.
Seriously?
Yeah. It just slipped out,
dude. How much have you had to drink already?
Two beers. Yeah, it's. I'm sorry. Like I said, I apologize. It slipped out.
You know, they handed out brains. He thought they said trains. He said he wanted a short one.
Yeah. So, did you, okay, so, this woman right here, this
the angel mom?
Yeah, angel mom that went into Congress, and they wanted Mayorkas to go in there, and he's like, nope, not going. I'm not going to be there. So, this fucktard right here, Dan Goldman.
Yeah.
Did you hear the fucking bullshit he said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, play this. This is bullshit. This guy is a fucking idiot. He got his job only because of his rich family name, Goldman Sachs, basically.
Right. So, listen to this.
Okay.
Yields, I now recognize the gentleman from New York, Mr. Goldman.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, but...
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I thank our witnesses for being here today, Ms. Nobles and Ms. Dunn. I just want to express my sincere condolences. I was a federal prosecutor for 10 years who charged people for gang-related and drug trafficking crimes. Unfortunately, this is not the first time I've had to interact with families of victims, and my heart goes out to you. And I want to apologize in some ways to you that you are here really to share your story, but you're being used as a fact witness for an impeachment investigation, and obviously, given you know what your experience has been, you don't have the background to understand what a high crime misdemeanor is and how it relates to this. And
oh, you're too stupid to understand. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, they basically called him stupid. You don't understand why you're here. No, they do understand why they're there to tell their story. One daughter got killed by a gang member, MS-13 gang member, had tattoos, the whole fucking nine yards, and they released him into society. Mm-hmm. And he raped and killed the lady's daughter. The other lady, the Mrs. Dunn, her daughter died of a fentanyl poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Arizona, too, by the way. But yeah, he
yeah, right there. You're too stupid to understand why you're here.
You're too stupid, so don't even try.
Oh, it gets worse, and then she fucking fought back for
herself. Well, I know, I have that. That's what I was looking for.
But he's the one that was just a few weeks ago adamant.
Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is later on in the interview.
Okay.
I assume, Ms. Dunn, you would agree, would you not, that it would help to stop the fentanyl trade and fentanyl trafficking from coming into this country if we had more law enforcement officers at the border and more resources and technology to stop the fentanyl from coming in. Do you agree with that?
I disagree with that because Border Patrol is now being used to make sandwiches and to screen people and let them into our country.
Okay, well, so...
So I disagree with you.
So you're saying that the... You're saying that you're upset because the Border Patrol is not doing, is making sandwiches, I think you said, so you don't think it would be helpful to have more Border Patrol officers who are charged with stopping the fentanyl trade?
I would like the Border Patrol to be able to do the job that they were hired to do.
Well, one way...
Every Border Patrol officer that I have spoken to has told me that their hands are tied by this administration and Mr. Mayorkas. I've been to the border, sir. Have you? Have you?
Excuse me. I'm asking the question.
I'm just wondering.
And the... I assume...
I'm asking the question.
Yeah. No, to answer the question, no, he has not been to the border. And they are making sandwiches.
Right. Because there's so many people coming in. All they're doing is processing them and releasing them and giving them court appearance dates in 2030. One right now,
yeah,
I think it is.
But that's only if they qualify for
asylum.
Asylum.
But see, actually, they don't even know. They can't qualify them right now because they're not even kicking them back right now.
Right.
They're saying, okay, your first asylum court date to determine eligibility is in 7 years.
These people, you'll never see them again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, why do you think Texas is doing what they're doing?
Dude, I stand with Texas. And you heard Arkansas sending National Guardsmen down to Texas, right?
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas sending them down. I mean, I think Florida might be looking at it. I'm not sure. But everybody needs to stand with Texas right now.
Right? Well, see, Texas is doing what you and I and Lindy on this show have asked and questioned a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is if the federal government is not going to enforce the border, it's also a state border.
Right.
So Texas is now enforcing it as a state border and as a state crime.
Right. Yeah, and they're starting to arrest people.
Yeah, they blocked that park out, and the Department of Justice gave Texas an ultimatum, a deadline. You need
Or else.
Or else
what? Yeah. What are you going to do?
And you know what Texas did? They flipped them the bird.
Yeah.
F you.
Yeah.
Now, the Border Patrol agents in that area are loving it. They're like, no, they're doing... You know, the rank and file Border Patrol agents support what Texas is doing.
Yeah, Border Patrol leadership probably don't.
Don't, right.
Right. And Mayorkas don't.
Well, Mayorkas is a tool. This is all by design. This is on purpose.
I know. So, remember what Goldman was, or the lady Dunn, he was asking her about Border Patrol and stopping fentanyl.
Yeah.
This is here in Arizona. We're talking about... Since we're talking about the border and fentanyl and stuff, and I'll get to back to the other thing, but at the same time, this is going on here in Arizona. Now listen to this fucktard from the Hobbs administration.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I did want to ask, because this is related to the fentanyl epidemic, and there are several proposals throughout the executive budget that contemplate addressing fentanyl. What's the primary driver of the fentanyl epidemic in Arizona? What's causing it? Or who's causing it?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gress, so as far as the FY25 executive budget, we're highlighting the funding and resources that are going out to different agencies, locally, state agencies, to help combat it, but it doesn't contemplate the
Mr. Chairman?
Policy question.
Budgets are policy documents, as you know, Mozilla. There must be a reason, a goal to stopping Arizona's fentanyl epidemic. It's the name of your initiative. What or who are you trying to stop with these investments?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Gress, what we have heard from the state agencies and coordinating with local law enforcement and local sheriffs is that they need additional resources for this topic, and so this budget is prioritizing sending those resources
Mr. Chairman,
them to use.
Let me just try it one more time. Where is the fentanyl coming from that you are trying to address with this initiative?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gress.
This is a simple question, Mr. Chairman.
maybe, maybe not. Go ahead.
Can you say Mexico?
The budget contemplates the resources to help address the fentanyl epidemic that we're facing.
Mr. Chair,
point of information?
I'm going to change the direction here for a second.
Okay. Well, so he keeps asking her, where is it coming from? What this money that you want to stop, you know,
fentanyl?
Yeah. Who's distributing the fentanyl? Where's it coming from? Well, the sheriff's offices want some money. No, that's not. It's like you got to slap them in the face. Like
how hard is it to say, we believe the fentanyl is coming across the U.S.-Mexico southern border through cartels?
Yeah. Why can't Democrats say this
right?
stuff?
Yeah. And say, you know, the local and state law enforcement agencies have requested more money in order to gain intelligence and enforcement actions against the cartels since the federal government's not doing their job.
Right. There needs to be a thing now. They need to introduce a thing that, like, if you don't answer the question, you get arrested, like, instantly. Seriously. I'm going to ask you a specific question. Did you do this? Well, you know, according to history, no, you're arrested.
I'm going
to
plead the fifth.
Yeah, no, you're arrested. If you don't answer the fucking question, you're arrested.
I'm sorry, if you're part of an administration and you're going in front of the legislature and you're asking for money, why are you beating around the bush? Answer the question.
Yeah.
Tell us why you want the money. Tell us where it's coming from, the true... right?
Yeah. What?
You're it's not like you're the one running the shit across the border.
No, right. So here's the deal. Yeah, you answer the question, and then I might have a follow-up question based on your answer.
So this girl here, the administration probably sent her up there. She probably had no fucking clue what's going on. She's just the one that got tagged that day. She probably never read the proposal.
Yeah, then she went home and cried after. They ripped on me.
They called me the wrong pronoun.
Yeah, exactly. So they were talking about fentanyl in the Congress, talking about fentanyl here in Arizona. So now let's go back to that same hearing, and this is Clay Higgins. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 5 minutes long.
Okay.
It's this whole speech, but I want you. But I'm going to stop it, and you'll know why.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman. Our southern border, under the control of Secretary Mayorkas, is 1,954 miles of failure, 10 million illegal crossings in 3 years, the disintegration of American sovereignty, total loss of American law and order, exponential enhancement of cartel human trafficking operations and cartel narcotics trafficking. Millions of American families crushed by financial loss and the unspeakable grief of unprecedented loss of American lives to drugs and violent crime. This is the legacy of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And as God is my witness, we will impeach that man in this committee.
I'm going to stop right there. But, yeah, it's because that's what they were all there for. And that's what, remember, the Goldman's like, well, you don't really understand why you're here. It's like, no, I kind of fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Goldman's the same douche that a couple weeks ago was saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was misinformation and it was a Russian plant and everything else.
But now it came out this week that...
That is true.
It's true. So that picture of Joe... With that
kid?
That topless underage girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is he even still president right now? That should be instant fucking impeachment.
That should be instant arrest by the Secret Service.
Yeah.
So, Someone's sneaking in looking for puppies.
No.
No, seriously, though. He's a sitting president, but if there's proof that he's a pedophile and committed a crime, why can't you arrest him?
Dude, I know. No, that picture.
But then again, look what we're left with.
That picture. You know what? I'm sure we can find something on that fucking dumbass bro.
I love Venn diagrams and yellow school buses.
I think this is this week. Let me find it.
Fucking one about the 18-year born and...
Yeah, a fucking retard. It was like, duh, we can all do fucking math, numbnuts.
You were born in 1974.
No, not that. Not the View one.
Well, I haven't even seen that one.
Where is it? There it is. I'm Kamala.
I see our college students up there. And let me just tell you, I love Gen Z. I don't know if it's up, you know, I love Gen Z. We love you. So, okay, for the older
adults, I think that was a dude.
This is going to be a humbling thing I'm about to share with you. If someone is 18 years old today, they were born in 2005. Oh, yeah, check that out. Think about that for a minute.
Wait, not necessarily, because...
Depends on when.
Yeah, because if you were born on January 2nd, you're 20, or you're 19. Huh? Yeah, so it's fine, you dumbass, do your math properly.
and you're still not old enough to drink. But you can change your gender.
Well, apparently you can do that when you're fucking like 2.
Yeah, apparently. But you can't get a tattoo when you're 2.
I know.
Because you're not smart enough to comprehend that's a lifelong commitment.
Well, not anymore. They can suck that ink right out of you.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you take a 6-year-old, they can't get a tattoo, they can't buy a gun, they can't drive a car, they can't buy cigarettes.
Right.
But they can do life-altering chemical castration.
According to some people. Now, that's
changed. But it's just affirming who they are. What if they see themselves as a tattooed Yakuza guy from Japan, you know?
Yeah.
Or
the mob?
Yeah.
The Japanese mob?
Yeah. That's how they identify, damn it. Or they identify as an old Western cowboy. They need a gun. You telling them who they identify as?
Yeah. Hey, did you hear this lady's impersonation of Kamala Harris?
No.
This lady fucking nails it. Listen.
Turns the same no matter who the Republican candidate is, the Republican nominee.
Well, let me just tell you this. No matter who the Republican nominee is, we're winning.
Wait.
We're winning.
You've seen the numbers, you know, a lot. Do you think Donald Trump at this point is a foregone conclusion?
Well, I'm really confident we're going to win because we're going to cheat, okay? We're going to cheat. And we have so many different ways how we're going to accomplish that. First of all, we're flooding the country with new voters. I was in charge of ignoring the border in order to make that happen. We're going to release a deadly virus disease called X. Elon Musk can't have all the fun. You know, once we fear-monger the fuck out of everyone, okay, we're going to go ahead and instill mail-in voting. That's how we won last time. Ooh, we've weaponized our entire Department of Justice to go after our opponent, right? And, you know, if all else fails, we'll release the holograms of the aliens and burn the fucking country down, you know. Whatever it takes. Go America.
That girl pretty good.
I know. I found that clip and was like, yeah, gotta save that one. Oh, that's Dabble, so we'll get into that on the next part of the show. Oh, here. This is Kamala on The View. This is, you know, I'm glad she's our vice president because she uses proper English all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah?
We have to earn the reelect, and we have to communicate what we have achieved.
Yes.
And that is going to be one of our big challenges. We've done a lot of good work. We need to let people know who brung it to them.
Who brung it to them?
Have some watermelon and some grape soda.
Purple drink. I don't want some purple drink. Dude, she is a god. I cannot handle how stupid she is. And that one girl nailed it. Like, she was in charge of the border.
And she ignored it.
Yeah. When's the last time she's done anything about the border? Remember, oh, I'm going to go down to Central America and find the root cause of why people are migrating. Because you fucking told them to come here, you fucking dumbass. That's the root cause.
Yeah. Well, no, there's speeches of her saying, don't come. But then this administration does everything to contradict that by opening benefit packages for them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and it's like the migrants know. That's why they're coming across and they're saying, thank you, Joe Biden. You know, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for this paycheck. Dude, there's a guy in San Diego, an illegal immigrant. Uh-huh. There's like a Mexican radio station. Uh-huh. He was talking on the station that every time he crossed the border, he gets $2,000. So he crossed the border four times in a month. And he's got $8,000 from this NGO. The NGO's getting the money from the federal government, right?
Right. So, now, is he crossing and then crossing? Is he getting sent back or is he just crossing back and coming back? Across?
I think he's crossing back on his own. But
why would you do it daily? Seriously?
Well, it might take time to get processed. I don't know. Well, but he's crossed over four times in a month and got each time got $2,000.
Damn. What? Of my money. My money. That's not your money. I'm going to go rob that fucker. Rolling.
But then he'll be on news and he'll, because then he'll get granted asylum because then there's a threat to his life.
No, I ain't gonna threaten his life. I'm just gonna rob him. You got my money. Give it back to me.
Get your hand out of my pocket. As Malcolm X said.
you got my money. So, I'm sorry, bro. You got my money. So here, now, where are we at time wise?
41 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, real quick. I want to play this because...
It's a short one.
It's a short one. Listen.
One thing that the president does not do is insult voters or American people.
What?
She actually said that with a fucking straight face.
Yeah. How many times has she herself, like, ripped on MAGA?
The MAGA Republicans. The
ultra MAGA Republicans.
Right.
Yeah. Is there anything more than ultra?
Double ultra?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
MAGA Plus, because it's like the premium version.
Yeah. How many times have they said that? Joe and her. Of course, you heard about her getting fucking busted, right? For, like, tweeting.
The Hatch Act.
No. She tweeted... She was supposed to tweet it on the Biden tweet, but she posted it on her thing. Like, as president, I've... And it was like, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you know who's fucking tweeting.
Dumb broad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gay, lesbian, black chick.
Yeah. Dumber and dumber.
And dumbest.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. So with that, with the fact that we know we're not being insulted by the president, we're going to take a break and come instantly come back.
All right.
I got to open my beer finally. Hey, we're back. Hey, so another thing that's going on this week is the fucking World Economic Forum fucktards in Davos.
You mean the orgy?
The Davos people. Davos.
You know they imported a bunch of sex workers in that for that one?
Did they really?
Yeah. Every time it happens there, there's a bunch of sex workers go there because every prostitute is like booked up for the week, and these are like $2,000
hookers.
Yeah, dude, it's the world's elites. They all fly. They're gonna preach to us about global warming, but they all fly there in their personal jets.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So John Kerry's here.
Right?
And this reporter, he's my new hero, man. This guy, he just fucking hounds him.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking hounds him. Listen to this.
No.
What's the carbon footprint of these events every single year that you come here? You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes?
That's a stupid question.
Is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us? Please, sorry?
We're done. We are dumb now.
You don't grab me. You can't grab us. This is a free society, mate. We have freedom of the press. Why do you think you're more important? Your carbon footprint doesn't matter, but everybody else around the world...
Suggested that. Nobody ever suggested that. Don't make up stupid questions.
What's it?
So, the fat bra that pushed him, that's his wife. Heinz.
Yeah.
The ketchup people.
Had too much ketchup?
Yeah. She fucking ate the whole tomato plant, apparently. But so, he's right. That reporter's exactly right. So they're going to sit here and lecture us on our carbon footprint. We need to reduce emissions.
Yeah.
On what? carbon, what did we say it was? It was 11% of the atmosphere,
yeah.
And man-made is 0.04% of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to change the climate for 0.04% of 11%?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's all about money, because these guys are all getting rich, and it's all about control, because if they control people by through fear about the climate...
Mm-hmm. Well, they all fly out there by, what, private jets, right?
Yep. Yep.
But... Yeah, so here's a guy that just, he this guy gets it. Let's listen to what this guy says.
It's laughable that you would, or anyone would, describe Davos as protecting liberal democracy. It's equally,
standing up for it.
It's equally laughable to use the word dictatorship at Davos and aim that at President Trump. In fact, I think that's absurd. But I'm going to step aside from that constructive criticism and instead answer your question.
Yep.
And I'm going to be substantive here. President Trump, if he's the next president, for that matter, I think whoever the next conservative president is going to take on the power of the elites, which I mentioned earlier. But the thing that I want to drive home here, the very reason that I'm here at Davos, is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, but that you're part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people on 3 or 4 or 5 issues that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Take immigration. Elites tell us that open borders and even illegal immigration are okay. The average person tells us in the United States that both rob them of the American way of life. They're right. President Trump will take that on behalf of the average American. Elites also tell us that public safety isn't a problem in big American cities. Just travel to New York or Washington or Dallas, Texas. The average person will tell you that the lack of public safety damages not just the American way of life, but their life. President Trump will take that on. Thirdly, I guess the favorite at the World Economic Forum, is climate change. Elites tell us that we have this existential crisis with so-called climate change, so much so that climate alarmism is probably the greatest cause for mental health crisis in the world. The solutions the average person know based on climate change are far worse and more harmful and cost more human lives, especially in Europe during the time that you need heating, than do the problem and the problems themselves. Fourth, two more here, Robin. The fourth, China. The number one adversary, not just to the United States, but to free people on planet Earth. Not only do we at Davos not say that, we give the Chinese Communist Party a platform. Count on President Trump ending that nonsense. And fifth, as we sit here, another supranational organization, the World Health Organization, is discussing foisting gender ideology upon the global South. These are practices that are under review, if not being rejected, by countries in Northern Europe. The new president, especially if it's President Trump, will, as you like to say, trust the science. He will understand the basic biological reality of manhood and womanhood. And do you know why? Not because of retribution, not because he's a dictator, but because he has the power of the American people behind him. And it's connected to Senator Portman's excellent point that in addition to needing a vigorous executive, we look forward to having the popular will inform both the House and Senate in 2025 to pass laws on all of those issues and many others. Ultimately, Robin, I think President Trump, if in fact he wins a second term, is going to be inspired by the wise words of Javier Milei, who said that he was in power not to guide sheep, but to awaken lions.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's true. I mean, everything that guy said is fucking true.
You know, and
they had George Soros at this Davos. I think he stroked out while he was talking because he started to learn his words.
We can only hope.
What?
We can only
hope. But he was talking about the melting Greenland ice caps or whatever and how it's going to raise the ocean levels by 7 meters or whatever. And it's like, no, it's not. There's already displacement. You can do this experiment at your house.
With a glass of ice water.
With a glass of ice water. Put ice in a cup. Fill it to the brim. Let it sit. It will never overflow.
Okay, so there's pictures of the Statue of Liberty with a water level, like back in the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
And there's pictures today. Guess where the water level is?
Same?
Same.
Or lower?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Did you hear about that senator that wanted to, like, tear down the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Since everybody's all bitching about immigration?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, dude.
Well, once again, they want to tear down another symbol of America.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but thank God for the Brits, okay? Brits are pretty cool people.
Okay. What do the Brits do?
Well, since we're a music show now.
Okay.
I got another song for you.
Okay.
But you gotta listen real carefully to this. And if you, we'll talk about it afterwards if you can't hear it.
Okay.
You can stick your coronavirus up your ass. You can stick your coronavirus up your ass. You can stick your coronavirus. Stick your coronavirus up your ass.
Poison vaccines. So they went from coronavirus to poison vaccines to we are humans, not slaves, to stick your new world order up your ass. And then I love that it says we are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 90. Together we are mighty. We are, and it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we got to get together first.
Well, I think the...
I think people are waking up.
Yeah. For the most part, we're...
That's what's scaring the Democrats right now. Even all the propaganda they're pushing, this whole thing with Trump will kind of circle back to the beginning of the show, as Saki would say.
Uh-huh.
But that's what scares them. The Iowa caucus has the Democrats rattled.
Oh, yeah.
They say they want Trump to go against Biden, but now they're starting to realize that the movement he has right now, and they're scared, because if he gets back in office, he says there's no retribution, he's going to be too busy. Bullshit.
Right.
I want retribution.
Me too.
I really do.
Well, maybe he'll just turn his eyes as retribution happens. But, here we go. Here, this is the South Bronx, all right?
Another one?
Yeah, okay. South Bronx, listen.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I would support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell me...
We want Trump to come back, please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump, because the Bronx need a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come too and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
Dude, that's what scared him. The tide's changing.
Right, and the thing is, now you got to watch. Listen to what this guy has to say.
Oh, dude, this dude's a fucking whack job.
Who is this guy? Who's this Don King-looking motherfucker?
The thing that Trump and his lawyers forget, I think, is that they ain't president yet, right? So if the Supreme Court says that the presidents have this, you know, complete immunity from prosecution and whatever, what's to stop, the actual president, Joe Biden, from launching a preemptive strike on a rebel stronghold at Mar-a-Lago to engineer regime change? What's to stop Biden from doing that, right? Like, I don't think Trump has thought this through. But for the record, as Andrew was saying, I do not think that Biden has the power to launch a strike against his political rival, right? I think it would violate posse comitatus. And, you know, murder laws, right? And so I think that Biden, if he did that, would be prosecuted. Trump doesn't seem to understand, and the people who support Trump don't seem to understand, that the powers he calls onto himself then must be given to every single other president.
No, what this guy doesn't understand is what Trump is saying is he's got immunity not from committing fucking felonies.
But for giving a speech on January 6th that they say incited an insurrection, he never called people to do that.
No, he did not.
And he has a First Amendment right to say what he wants. And there's been precedent set by having what they call the bully pulpit as a president and having that platform. Mm-hmm. He should be more protective of what he says, especially in the political nature, because everything he says is political. He's a politician at that point.
Yeah.
But so, if he incited that riot, go back to the Democrats and during the BLM riots. Mm-hmm. Of course there's going to be riots in the street. These people don't need to stand down. They need to get in your face.
Yeah, they need to keep this up. Or
so can we charge all of them with felonies for you incited a riot that caused millions of dollars in damage, burned down property?
Once again, why can't we sue the press? Remember the guy in Santa? This is
mostly peaceful.
It's mostly peaceful. As a fucking building burns down behind him.
But once again, do they have immunity? Because what they said is free speech. Well, then so does Trump.
Right.
And so he's not saying, I could, you know, as president, I could murder you and get away with it. You know who did that? Obama. Yeah. Obama murdered an American citizen in Yemen. Had a fucking drone strike. Mm-hmm. You know that, right?
Right.
You know, he was a terrorist. Had dual citizenship. He was an American citizen. So our president, your hero, Messiah, Obama, right?
Not mine. Don't we like saying mine?
I'm talking to somebody. You know, called in and authorized an airstrike on an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
No due process. Where is his due process?
Well, they killed SEAL Team 6, too.
You know,
that's a touch subject.
I don't think they did. They never did, but...
I'm not going to argue it. I'm not going to argue for them.
But the thing is, that guy, that terrorist, and he was a terrorist, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to make the point here. You have a president of the United States. As an American citizen, by the Constitution, we're entitled mm-hmm. due process under mm-hmm. the law, right? Mm-hmm. Obama authorized and approved an airstrike to kill an American citizen, therefore violating his due process rights under the Constitution.
Right. Right, no. Okay, so...
So why don't they go after him for that, for murder?
Well, true. And this just goes back to the first part of the show where we're talking about the Goldman guy, and he goes, well, I'm asking the questions here.
Yeah.
And as an American citizen, if I was in that thing, uh-huh. I'd be like, no, you're not, dumbass. You work for me.
Right.
So you're going to sit here and listen to what I fucking tell you.
Right.
And if you don't like it, then go cry somewhere else. Because
you don't understand the way the Constitution works.
Yeah.
You are representative of the people. I am the people. You ask me a question, I'm going to give an answer. I'm going to give a complete answer, and you're not going to cut me off.
Right.
I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because according to the...
Internet.
No, not internet. No.
So it must be true.
According to the Constitution, we are a Republican form of government, right? A Republic based on the Latin phrase, blah, 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 It says here, it's a state that which political power rests with the public through the representatives. Rests with the public through the representatives.
Right.
I looked this up the other day, and there's actually a better. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion.
What?
And an application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot
be convened
against domestic violence. But basically, a republican form of government is a representative form of government, and it's the power belongs to the people.
Right. Well, that's why it's called the People's House.
Right.
Not Pelosi's House.
Right. But they forget this. They think they're leaders. And I'm fucking tired of it.
Well, okay. Do you have since they think they are, do you have that clip of Biden from the other day?
Which one?
The tree.
The tree of liberty? Or whatever.
Whatever he was mumbling about?
Yeah. No, not that one. Every young man to marry.
Yeah, pick one of five sisters so you can move. That's what fucking Hunter did.
I know, exactly. Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love people who say, the blood of liberty. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what's
he keeps threatening us with F-16s.
Well, it was F-15, wasn't it F-15 or something? 14 or whatever.
We need an F-16. No, we don't.
Yeah. No, you need the F-16. We don't need it.
But, one, he has the quote all fucked up.
Yeah.
But once again, these people, they think that they control us.
Right.
Right? We, the people, are his subjects. We need to bow to them. No. They forget. So, what was it? I forgot what politician. I'm going to butcher this.
Mm-hmm.
That says, you know, when the government fears the people, you have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
When the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we right now? Where is that quote right there?
Yeah, he's fearing the people.
He says the public should be fearful of the government because you don't have the weapons to take us on. Which proves the entire purpose
of the Second Amendment. But why is he saying that? Because right now they're afraid.
They're afraid, yeah. Well, he's afraid.
Yeah.
The Democrats are afraid.
Yeah.
And they should be. But here's the thing. The Second Amendment was not about hunting. It was not about deers and fucking, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry, Joe. You had the right to own a cannon when they wrote the Second Amendment. It's about us having the right to overthrow a tyrannical government. And I think the quote is something like, you know, occasionally, you know, the tree of liberty must be replenished with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
I'm going to play you why they're afraid. This guy right here.
Okay.
This guy right here, he nails this shit right here. Listen.
This seems like that hard line. Department of Homeland Security has informed the state of Texas that they must vacate the land seized in Eagle Pass by the end of the day, today, and return control of the park to the feds, or else, or else what? So Texas has been ordered to vacate the border in Eagle Pass. Failure to do so could see members of their National Guard fined and imprisoned. Will Texas back down? Will they force this administration's hand? You know, more and more, I'm starting to see why those congressmen, Markey and Raskin, why they introduced a bill last week to make it unlawful to set up a militia. Stay frosty. Well, this seems like that.
Stay frosty. Here's the actual quote that Biden was trying to get.
Okay.
The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Right.
Quote by Thomas Jefferson. So.
Yeah.
Dude, if our founding fathers, they're probably rolling over in their fucking graves right now, dude.
I know. No, seriously. And you know, he always brings this up. Well, he never says that they'll use F-16s or F-15s or 14s or whatever whatever fucking plane you want to use. The thing is, you can tell this guy to go drop bombs on people. Is he going to?
Probably not.
Is he going to go drop bombs on his fucking mother and father?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and this kind of goes around to another topic right now. You know, the military.
Because, well, that guy took a fucking oath to defend
the Constitution.
Yeah.
Not a political party.
Right.
And that's why I'm kind of hoping that some of these military... But see, here's the indoctrination of the universities. Uh-huh. In order to be an officer,
uh-huh.
a commissioned officer in the United States military...
You have to have a degree.
Degree. So you've gone through now the liberal education programs.
Uh-huh.
And some of these senior officers, like General Milley, are these motherfuckers have that, you know, mentality.
Yeah, General Milley. He has his fucking chest full of medals and never fucking did a goddamn thing.
Well, he was a combat vet.
Was he?
Yeah.
From, like, what? Like, headquarters? Did he shoot anybody?
I have no idea.
In anger?
I don't know. I never shot anybody in anger. You kidding me? But I've been in combat. More like, out of fucking panic and fear, you're pulling your trigger like, oh shit.
Well, how do you know? Shit. Then how do you know you never killed anybody?
Oh shit. They're shooting.
Yeah.
What do you do? Shoot back, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. But yeah, so there's a reason. Did you see the recruiting numbers in the military?
Yeah. They're down like 50%. White guys.
White guys. They can't get white people. I wonder why. Here.
Well, because...
Here, let me play this for you from Milley. This is... Here, the General Milley.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So, what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What
no one tried
that?
To overturn
it. No, we want to enforce the Constitution.
I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend?
Obviously, you haven't read the Constitution.
I want to understand white rage. Okay, but by villainizing white people, by villainizing white Christian males as...
But at that point in time, when that speech was given, that was the whole fucking thing in the United States.
Yeah.
Remember, that was the old, what was the racism thing? What was it? You're inherently racist.
The systemic racism.
Systemic, yes.
So, but that's the thing. Okay, so now, in our nation's defense, right, they talk about minorities. And they talk about, we need to, you know, DEI, all this shit.
Yep.
There is still a more of a majority of white men and women in the military. It's proportionate based on society.
Right.
But now, recruitment of white males is down 50%. I wonder why. Hey, I came across here. I wonder why. Because if you villainize a certain group of people, and now Christians and people have certain moral beliefs about male, female, gender ideology, whatever, you know, believe, trust the science. Mm-hmm. Biology says there's only two genders.
This is how they're separating everybody.
It's division. Everything's about division.
Everything's about division. This is our side. This is your side.
But this woke bullshit is now threatening the security of our nation, because when you talk about, and there was, we played that guy last week, right, that talked about, you know, the soldiers don't care what you're next to you,
yeah,
right, but our military has to be lethal, and we have to be prepared to fight and win our nation's wars. Now, because of this woke ideology, we are almost at the point where can we fight and win the nation's wars?
No, it's gonna fall back on militias.
Right. So, therefore, me having guns and ammo in my house, you don't tell me what guns I get to buy.
Right.
Don't tell me to take away my assault weapons, because I'm going to buy whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, because I'm not only defending my family at this point in time, I'm defending
my community.
My community, yes. And so, in turn, my state, and in turn, my fucking country.
Right.
Yeah. And you, as a president of the United States, don't ever threaten
me.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, didn't we play earlier that she doesn't, that Joe Biden doesn't rip on Americans?
Right.
Yeah.
But then he does then it right
he just ripped on Americans. Right. Yeah.
You need an F-16.
Yeah.
No.
No, you need a fucking brain, dumbass. Fuck. It's holy shit.
I know. What do you think, Lindy?
We're at 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Not that.
Total, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play. We're going to get out of here, but I'm going to play you this. This has been the controversy this week.
Oh, the UFC fighter?
The UFC fighter.
This dude's amazing.
Dude, I applaud this guy, and I would rather pay to watch this than... Hey, by the way, speaking of pain...
I get some pain.
Remember last week, the...
The peacock?
The peacock thing with the football?
Yeah.
And we talked about it the next day?
Yeah.
Do you know that they charged extra to watch the game live? So you had to pay for Peacock. Then you had to pay extra to watch the game. That's what I saw somewhere.
Dude. The...
And then they only had 23 million... They're like all proud. We had 23 million viewers. Really? All the other games had like 40 million viewers.
You know, and this goes back to everything that we've already paid for so much of this shit, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need to pay to watch it on TV?
Right.
You know, it used to be back in the day, you know, when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, NFL was on TV.
It was all about NBC trying to fucking money grab, trying to get people to subscribe to their fucking streaming service.
But why did the NFL agree to it?
I don't think the NFL did, because... There was a thing across, NBC has, or whatever, they put it all on NBC.
But here's the thing, the NFL has exclusive rights to the NFL.
Right.
If they could, NFL, Goodell could have told NBC, if you put this behind a paywall for people, I will void every contract we have with NBC and move it to another channel.
Right.
Right? And yeah, NBC...
Because NBC has already paid the NFL to do that. Now they're like, well, no, you know what? We need more. We need people to sign up for our fucking pay service.
So, no, NFL has the power to say, do not put this behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Or I will take the NFL off your channel completely.
Yeah, and they came out the next day and they were like all proud of their fucking number. Oh, we got 23 million. They fucking put it up there. And the guys on the Sunday night thing were like, look, see, we did good. And then all of a sudden, all these people put up shit on Twitter, comparative fucking numbers, and they failed.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Everything's about, you got to pay for everything, yeah.
They failed just like Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, they fired everybody.
they're done.
Yeah, they fired everybody. Yeah, that's what you get for putting fat trannies on your fucking toe.
Fat tranny? That should be a song.
I mean, seriously, it's not bad enough you put trannies on there, you put fat trannies on there. Okay? I mean, you doubled down on the fucking wokeism. Go woke, go broke. How many fucking times do we have to tell you this?
But once again, Sports Illustrated, back in the day, was a great magazine to stay current
and
on
plus,
sports.
And plus, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
That was a bonus.
It was a bonus. Now it's like...
But the Sports Illustrated was a magazine about sports. They highlighted teams, players, coaches, you know, strategies, everything, right?
Yep.
And then the Swimsuit Edition, okay, once a year, hey, look at all these girls.
That's, you know, this because of the Sports Illustrated issue thing and everything that happened, this George Floyd thing was a setup. I said this all along. Not all along, because... Even after George Floyd's the videos, I'm like, you know what? If we just accepted it and admitted to it, it would have went away. But it didn't go away because
they needed the controversy.
They needed the controversy. It was a setup. And that's why they tried to fucking assassinate fucking Chauvin in prison.
Right. So the Minnesota, there's a PowerPoint, training PowerPoint, that shows a position that Chauvin had him in as an accepted technique while they're waiting for someone. So he didn't sit on his neck. No. He was on his shoulder blades.
He was on his shoulder blades. Yes.
And it was an approved training technique. So if they would have showed that in court, right, it would have shown that he wasn't liable. Right. He was following training.
And all these other guys that they just threw under the fucking bus.
Right.
Yeah.
So they needed the controversy in the country.
Yep, they needed... Yeah, that was the whole start of fucking the... Throw Trump under the bus. Mm-hmm. So, but...
Listen to this guy.
This is another part of it with the trannies. But listen to this. This guy, I love this guy. Yeah. And I'm willing to fucking pay for this.
I'm glad to hear it's been great.
Are you Canadian?
Of course I am.
Are you part of the fucking opposition? Are you?
I don't know how to phrase that.
You got like fucking... yeah.
Well, I did want to ask you...
Did you vote for Trudeau?
You know, I'm not going to say.
And let me tell you something right now, if a man says he's not going to say, like, if you ask a motherfucker, did you vote for Biden? He's like, well, I'm not going to say. That's none of your business. He voted for fucking Biden.
Sean, I'm glad you had great experience.
So this is what I'm talking about, you guys, the enemy of Canada.
Sure. All right. That's what it's got to be. We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and someone says,
let me ask you something. Are you gay?
Have you had the chance to come back with a more diverse...
Are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, I'm asking. This is a part of... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh, man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh, man. Well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone... And has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts? You ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
That doesn't really
coward.
Answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental fucking illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have fucking weaseled your way in the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your fucking bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, you know what, you're right, fucking chicks have dicks. The world's not saying that. The world's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is a fucking enemy. You want to look at the fucking enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there. Asking these stupid fucking questions. Sorry, I told the UFC I was being nicer. Lance, am I still good with this? Did I cross any lines? Yeah. Look, what the fuck? I didn't say the F word. You just brought this fucking guy in here to piss me off.
I didn't say the F word. He's been dropping F bombs the whole time. I like that guy, though. Who was it? What's his name?
What is his name?
Sean Strickland.
Sean Strickland. He's fighting. I think it's tonight. But then it goes. Then it goes on. Like this guy is for the people. Because remember, you know, the Canadian truckers.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
they froze their fucking bank accounts. Why? Because they like were doing pizza and
throwing fucking shuffleboard. And
yeah, yeah. And plinko
fucking cornhole.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, terrorists. Oh my
God. Yeah, dude, fucking terrorists. And then. So now Trudeau's even come out against Trump. You know, it's fine. Dude, we'll fuck up Canada. Man, no problem.
But when have you ever seen a UFC champion, George St. Pierre, anybody else, stick up for you fucking guys? I fucking do it. I do it. I am not chasing the Chinese check mark of Nike. I don't give a about that. I care about you guys. I care about you guys being free. I care about you guys having freedom of speech.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah. I give a fuck about you guys. And I'll tell you what. You guys are fucking awesome, and I cannot wait in this band to fucking go to war for you fucking guys. Let's go.
So, I think it's tonight. I don't know. And it might be up in Canada. UFC Canada.
Right? Maybe.
But, do you think Trudeau's going to make an appearance? You know how
like Trump walks in? Like, woo! People start throwing shit at Trudeau. He's too much of a pussy. He'll show up in blackface.
Dude. Oh, dude, I saw, and I didn't save it, but Howard Stern. So, remember how afraid of Howard Stern was of
COVID?
COVID? And to the point that he fucking basically became a fucking pussy.
Yeah, and he's got like 9 boosters and...
Yeah, and he got COVID. And he canceled it, like, he, like, took time, like, oh, I was so sick. Dude, seriously, I had COVID before the vaccine. You did too.
Yeah.
How sick did you get?
It was a cold, dude.
It was a cold. Lindy, you had COVID before and after the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But even though, according to, what's your name? Rachel Maddow, that should not have ever happened.
I had COVID after the vaccine, too.
You did, too?
Yeah.
I've only had it the one time. So.
No, I've had it a couple times. And I had it before and after the vaccine.
But Rachel Maddow said that ain't going to happen.
Well, exactly. That's why we need to sue her ass. Because that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, the vaccine didn't work. Who knows what was really in there? It's probably a poison. I regret ever fucking doing it. However, at the time... You know, in order for me to keep an income for my family, I had to do it.
Right.
Because, like, now, of course, I'm not working now, but I'm going to school full-time on my GI Bill. Because, you know, being a veteran, I get that asset, you know. Uh-huh. So I get a housing allowance from the GI Bill. So I still have an income. But in the height of COVID,
right,
even to go to school, to a college, you had to have a vaccine. Dude. So to do anything in the society to make an income, you had to have a vaccine, or you needed to be wealthy, independently wealthy to survive.
Rutgers University this year was still to the point that if you didn't get vaccinated, they weren't going to allow you in the university.
Right. So it's like people, you weren't forced. Well, how was I not forced? I was given...
an ultimatum.
Right. No. Yeah. You can stay unvaccinated, but you're going to face the consequences.
You can either get vaccinated or you can supply for your family.
Hmm? So, it's like...
But they don't make fun of MAGA people or...
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, before we go, I'm going to play you this real quick. Yeah. This is Joe Biden. Remember the speech we said with the...
The tyrants. I don't remember the blood of tyrants.
Blood of dipshits, Democrats, whatever. Anyway, so, this is the same speech. Someone explain to me what he says here.
I tell every young man who's telling me I'm thinking of getting married or somebody, I say, look, you have any advice? I said, yeah. Pick a family with 5 sisters or more. And they look at me, what the hell is that all about? I said, it's really simple. That way, one of them always loves you, not the same one. You always have somebody on your side.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, if you take the Hunter Biden view, you know, when your brother dies, I can bang your ex-wife and your niece and...
So he's saying, like, is he Mormon? Is it polygamy?
Yeah.
He's like,
dude, he's a fucking pervert, dude. He's a pedophile pervert.
Yep. And he's been that way
his entire life.
His entire life.
Look at Ashley Biden's diary.
Dude, I've made whatever. Dude, yeah, never mind. He's a sick individual. He's sick.
He's an idiot, dude. This guy is he's not qualified to be dog catcher, let alone president.
And I'm sorry, there's people like him, and there was a video on this week on Facebook or Twitter of a kid trying to protect the girl's bathroom. A little kid trying to protect his girl's bathroom from a grown man. The grown man throws the kid down.
Really?
Yeah. And the kid, I mean, gets a couple shots in, but in the end, he's going to lose because the guy's, like, a lot bigger than him. these people need to be eliminated from society.
bring back mental institutions. That's all I can say. It's when we lock people up for mental illness, this shit didn't happen.
No, it didn't. Seriously, and right now we are trying to, the Democrats are trying to justify mental illness as normal. Yeah. This is normal. No, it's not fucking normal. This is why these people have been hiding for years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to drag this show out too much longer. There's so much shit I get on Twitter that we could continue on.
But we'll bring it up.
We'll bring it up another time. We beat this to a dead horse.
Yeah.
And anyways.
But, yeah, go take your abnormalities and go fuck yourself. So that's all.
And shove it up your ass, according to that British guy.
Yeah. So hey, reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. Did we offend the letter U at, you were at did we offend the letter U on Twitter and at did we offend you on True Social. We were not on any other platform, so follow us, like us, listen, and subscribe. Thank you.